Take one. The NLF was not a coalition of Southern political forces against Zim. It was an organizational weapon forged by Hanoi for one purpose, to unify North and South Vietnam under its banner. The NLF's formation in 1960 had no particular connection with the Geneva Conference. It had everything to do with Hanoi's strategic thinking. Hanoi basic doctrine, then and later, was what is called the strategy of Dao Chan, or struggle. There are two forms of Dao Chan. First, political struggle, which is not politics as we think of it, but that gray area between war and politics, what might be called politics with guns. Second kind of Dao Chan is armed struggle, which is warfare more or less as we think of it, usually by guerrilla or sometimes by regular forces, although it does involve other activities such as assassinations and kidnappings that are not normally associated with organized military forces. For 5 years after the end of the Viet Minh War in 1954, Hanoi's strategy to achieve unification was by way of political struggle tactics. This failed, and so in 1959 came the switch to armed struggle. The NLF, or Viet Cong, was the instrument for this. Now, all of this is bedrock history, was bedrock history at the time, although at the time it was denied by Hanoi. No longer is this true. Hanoi historians now boast of the entire implementation of the strategy. All of this, then, is basic history today, and absolutely none of it at all, is dealt with in the PBS series.